Are special tax deals multinationals work out for themselves too special? I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The European Union says Starbucks and Fiat Chrysler have to pay a combined $34 million for tax breaks they should not have enjoyed. Starbucks owes Holland, Fiat owes Luxembourg. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is following this from London. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, David.
So the EU is saying that Starbucks illegally received aid from individual EU countries. What's going on here?
Right. Well, this is, in fact, about alleged tax avoidance. The Commission is taking the novel approach of dealing with this as an issue of state aid, whether or not Starbucks and Fiat, in this case, in effect received illegal state aid from the Netherlands and Luxembourg by virtue of the tax deals that they had with these two countries. And the Commission says, yes, these tax deals were unduly lenient. They did amount to illegal state aid, and the two companies must pay back some $35 million or so in unpaid taxes.
It's interesting. Americans listening to this will note that American states and cities often compete to attract new businesses by giving special tax breaks, but the EU has different rules. Now, Stephen, it's not just Starbucks. We could get announcements about other companies swept up in this dragnet.
Yes, indeed. And in fact, corporate lawyers here are saying this is a landmark case which could well have a bearing on two other cases that are pending, one against Apple and its tax dealings in Ireland, and the other against Amazon and its tax affairs in Luxembourg. This is a hugely controversial subject in Europe, and especially in Britain, where a string of big, mostly American corporations have been accused of exploiting loopholes to pay ludicrously small amounts of tax.
All right, so that's the EU Competition Authority's view. What is Starbucks saying?
Starbucks and the Dutch government say there are significant errors in this decision today, and they are going to appeal. Starbucks strongly refutes the allegation of tax dodging. It points out that in the 7-year period under investigation, they paid global taxes of $3 billion.
All right. Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
My pleasure, David.
YouTube is set to announce today a trade. You give us money, we'll take away the ads. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Original content channels are among the most popular things on YouTube. Channels like The Warp Zone that parody pop culture.
Batman product shots, take one.
There's only one brand of battery that Batman trusts, and that's Duracell.
But for us, we're usually getting from like 6 million to 10 million views a month.
Brian Fisher is one of the producers on The Warp Zone. He says their big audience numbers do not translate to big income from YouTube ads. Most of their revenue comes from product placements and sponsorship deals.
If we were just reliant on ad revenue, we wouldn't really be able to function as a channel.
Given choices, consumers will skip the ads as quickly as they can.
By clicking on that skip button, says digital media analyst Colin Dixon of Endscreen Media. And when they do, YouTube doesn't get paid.
Consumers just really are resistant to ads.
YouTube has experimented with subscriptions in the past, allowing some channels to charge for content. Now the company is trying again to get their ad-skipping viewers to pay something for all that video. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
If you want to be heard, there's Facebook, maybe a tweet, even a book, but let's not forget the narrative power of a lawsuit. Marketplace regular Alan Sloan is also columnist for The Washington Post. Alan, good morning.
Morning, David.
So two of the most famous names in the financial world just want to be heard. One is formerly, arguably, the most powerful financial figure on the planet. We're talking about Mr. Bernanke.
Who has written a book called The Courage to Act.
The other one used to be considered the most powerful figure in the bond market. This is Bill Gross at PIMCO.
Who has filed a lawsuit that has the most amazing first paragraph I've ever seen in a legal document.
It's got the words lust, greed, cabal in there. Now, PIMCO doesn't agree with this, but Mr. Gross thinks he's misunderstood.
He thinks he was treated badly by PIMCO, a company that he helped found in 1971. he was forced out last year, is clearly angry, and he's giving his side of the story in his own way.
Another way is to write a book, which Ben Bernanke has done. Mr. Bernanke is still pretty hot under the collar about the lawsuit by the former head of the insurance company AIG that was bailed out by the government during the depths of the financial crisis.
The lawsuit by a fellow named Greenberg says AIG's shareholders were cheated by the way the government structured the bailout. To me, the shareholders ended up with 8% of a viable company as opposed to a company whose stock would be worth nothing. But Greenberg has gotten a lot of traction. They hold Bernanke in to give depositions in this lawsuit where Greenberg won in the first round. And Greenberg is clearly furious. He uses the word chutzpah to describe what Greenberg did.
I think it means he had a lot of nerve, right? Isn't that how most people think of it?
Well, someone like Bernanke, who really knows his stuff, and someone like me, who I think also knows it, knows that the real literal meaning of chutzpah is gall. And let me tell you, that's a lot nastier word than nerve.
All right. Washington Post columnist Alan Sloan is also editor-at-large at ProPublica. Alan, thank you.
My pleasure, David.
And at Volkswagen today, the plot thickens. The company's in deep trouble after it was caught rigging its diesel cars to cheat emissions tests around the world. Now there's word somebody snuck into government offices in Lower Saxony, the German state where VW is based, and stole VW files. It is not clear what was in the files. Oh, nothing, I'm sure. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.